Testing 1, 2, 5, 3. All right. David, you approached me this morning and you said that you're now unassigned and unemployed because Pilar, with whom you were working, has left Leakin Watts, hasn't she? How long ago was that, David?
Around a week or 2 weeks ago.
Yes, about 10 days ago she left without notice and you lost your student. Well, how do you feel about working with Pilar?
She was all right.
She was all right. Do you feel that you were all right with her?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What kind of work did you do with her primarily?
Understanding skills and handwriting.
What is understanding skills? What was that?
Well, they have like a letter on the side and pictures, and she marked out the pictures. If it didn't come in green, that it was wrong. If it did, it was right.
Was that matching sounds?
That's those books over there.
The blue books. Yeah, matching the sounds of the letter with the way the sign.
Yeah, like it has an apple. It has the word apple.
Take the candy out of your mouth.
It has the word apple. It has two other words spelled wrong.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then it has the picture of an apple. It has like
two
a fly, an apple. No, it has a fly, an apple, and a B or something like that. And then it has the letter, the first letter, and it has like A, B, C, and you gotta cross out the right letter that begins with it.
And the right one will turn green,
yeah,
using that special pen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel that you were able to help Pilar?
Mm-hmm.
You know, David, that Pilar, as you remember, was the youngest child in our school, and she had great difficulty in getting used to a classroom scene of accepting orders and so forth.
She sure did.
And actually she didn't make it. That is, she really didn't want to continue in her work with either of the other two remedial reading teachers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she continued with you, David. How long did you work with her?
I don't know how long.
About how long do you think?
About 5 weeks.
Weeks or months?
Months.
About 2 months.
It may have been more like 4 months, I think. I think you started in the wintertime. Now that's all in your notebook, isn't it? You know what? I have a feeling Pilar is now back in her mother's home and she'll be going to public school.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that in September, we're so close to the end of the school year now, today is June 4th. In September, we may very well get a letter from some public school saying Pilar is now registered here in our second grade or so, and we would like to know what has she learned, what did she do last year in school, and where can we begin with her and how can we help her. We get letters like that, you know that, David?
Don't you send in those books? Can you send in that book that David was teaching with?
Well, we could, or we could, if we tell the school the name of the book or the kind of thing we were doing.
Well,
that's
the book that he kept notes.
She
in.
Likes
Oh, you mean that notebook? That notebook is our record, but we will certainly use that notebook. That's exactly the point I was getting to, Jennifer. We'll use that notebook to help us write the report to the school.
Mm-hmm.
So David, will you please, in the time that you have now, because you have no one to tutor, you're unemployed, will you use that time, look back through your notes, and write about half a page of your own notes, about maybe 30 or 40 words, of what you did with Pilar, okay? The kind of work that you did, okay? And what your feelings were, your impressions are, and what you might recommend to somebody teaching her in the future. Because you really, aside from her classroom teacher, you had more success. She didn't want to work with Mrs. Tobin, and she just got started with Mrs. Bowden when she left. So you are the one person, except for her classroom teacher, who worked with her over a long period of time. Last summer, she didn't want to sit still in the tutoring sessions in the morning. She really, you did better with her than anybody else, David. Did you like being a tutor?
Yes.
Would you like to do it again?
Yes.
Why?
It's fun.
How?
Tutoring little kids.
How is it fun? Some people might not think it's fun.
I think it's fun, but
apples, they'll learn a lot.
Because the child you're tutoring is younger than you are.
Yes.
And being that you're trying to teach them, you'll get something out of it too. Like while you're teaching them, you will also understand like what other, like when you were small, what other teachers went through trying to teach you and how they felt about teaching you.
And isn't it true that whenever you're learning anything new at any age, it's the same thing? The person who's teaching you always knows more than you, right?
Yes.
When you go, for instance, for driving lessons, you'll be just like a first grader learning the alphabet, won't
right.
you? You'll be, and this happens all through your life. You're continually learning new things from somebody who knows more than you. And this never stops as long as you're alive. All right, Larry, are you still working with Robert, or you haven't been able to because...
I haven't been with him, but...
You have?
Yes.
You've been able to?
Uh-huh.
How come?
Only just a few times because, you know...
His medicine, right?
Yeah.
Robert was getting a lot of medication that made him very, very sleepy. And Robert was not able to work not only with Larry, but even in the classroom. He wasn't able to barely take the test that you were taking.
That's the kind of medicine they used to give me, but I asked him to take me off of it because I couldn't do my classwork.
It's very disturbing, and that's why Larry was not able to work with Robert.
Because I remember
so
they
what's happened since then?
They gave me that same medicine,
excuse me,
and I fell out.
Fell out?
Yeah, I fell out because I couldn't.
I'm waking. Fell out.